Well, here we are back out here, and I tell you what, we're kind of coming to the end of summer here, thinking a little bit less about fishing all the time and maybe start doing some hunting. So I'll tell you what, I get real excited when it comes to hunting season. I love to fish, but boy, I sure do love to hunt. So we're at the tail end of summer. We like about a couple more weeks and archery season opens up. So something we do every year and something that I would encourage you to do every year is we go around and we make sure all of our stands, all of our ladder stands, maybe our lock-on stands out here on our property that we hunt, and our box blinds like this one behind you, are all safe and ready to use. Now, you may look at this box blind. Hey, let me tell you something. There ain't a better blind than that right there. And that's my dad's blind. That is a Sophie Doe blind, probably the Cadillac of all deer blinds. I'm telling you, this thing is comfortable. And so you may look at that and you may think, well, you know, what would you be looking to do there, right? It looks pretty tight, looks pretty sealed up. Okay, well, here's the thing. It is tight and it is sealed up really well. But for box blinds like this, one thing you want to make sure you want to get in there, and hey, if you've ever been in a deer stand and it's a nice, cool morning, a deer box blind, nice cool morning, starts warming up, and all of a sudden you discover there's a wasp nest in there, that is not a good day. All right, so we're going to go in here, we're going to visually inspect it for wasp nest, make sure there's no wasp in there. We're going to look around, and I've got some insecticide spray I'm going to spray in there, because if there is one critter I do not like, it is a spider. All right, I am out on the spiders. So make sure there's no brown recluse or anything in there. We're going to spray some insecticide around. Then we're going to make sure that everything operates properly. So come on over here. Let's take a look. Like I said, it's a really tight blind, and we've got the windows locked. And we're going to make sure the windows operate, properly, because they open real slow and easy, don't make any sounds. So we're going to get in. Like I said, this is my dad's blind that he hunts in. Look at this. Isn't this fancy? He's got him a little light right here. Oh, isn't that nice? And then look at this chair. My goodness. Whew. This is some kind of setup right here. So before we got here, I looked in here real quick to make sure we weren't going to be fighting any wasps. So there's no wasp nest in here. Like I said, it's always been pretty tight. But let's check the windows here and make sure that they, see, no sound. So they come down. And they go up, that one, no sound. So we'll lock it back into place. And so we'll just check the windows here. That one there, no sound, very good. All right, and another thing you wanna look for too is there wasn't any leaks, through the summer, since the last time you've hunted the blind. And here on our property, we visit, we come down through here quite a bit, so we're looking at it a lot. But if you're on a piece of property that you're not there all the time, make sure, a couple weeks before deer season, then you can stay out of there that you've looked at everything. Make sure it's nice and safe. So we've checked these windows. So what I'll do now, we usually typically clean up the trash in here at the end of the season. We've still got some Kleenexes and some wet wipes in here. But I'll spray some insecticide around and make sure there isn't any spiders in here. I'm not really worried about scent because, it's still a ways before deer season. But it looks like this one's ready to go. No leaks, no anything. So we're ready for some safe operations. So let's close this one up. Let's head on down the trail and let's go check out some ladder stands and some lock-ons. All right, let's go. All right, we made our way into the woods to one of our ladder stands that we've got up here on this tree. This stand's been here for several years. And, here's the thing. I have taught a lot of hunter education over the years. And the number one accident, hunting accident, for the past several years has been falls from tree stands. All right, people maybe not using their safety harness or maybe a faulty stand where there's something that was faulty on it and caused it to collapse or fall. And so again, why don't we get out here early and check out all these stands and make sure they're all safe to operate? Because again, if I just drove in here and just said, hey, this looks good, camo still looks good, good to go. Well, I didn't really do myself any favors because I need to make sure all these ratchet straps are still good, make sure that through the winter, last winter, that these ladders didn't get, I've seen where water has gotten down in the pipings and split the metal, you know, because it freeze and expanded. And so I want to make sure, I'm going to look for all that. I'm going to look for these bolts and these snaps and all that are on here to make sure they're still operating properly. So I've looked all down through here. I'm looking through here. I replaced this ratchet strap last year. It's still in really good condition. So I'm going to leave it. That's my stabilizer there. It's still tied against the tree. I've got my pull-up rope here. I'm going to put some pressure on it. Yep. It's still good, and this is where I'd clip my bow, or I would clip my rifle or muzzleloader. If you're doing a rifle or a muzzleloader, make sure you put the muzzle in where the bullet comes out. It's pointed to the ground. Make sure there's nothing in the chamber. It's unloaded, and then you can pull it up safely. Don't ever climb your ladder stand and have any weapon in your hand, okay, or anything like that in case you was to fall or drop the weapon and it discharged or something. Always have a pull-up rope, right? So I'm going to climb up here. And I'm gonna give it a shake because I'm only just 2 or 3 feet. I mean, I don't bounce anymore, but I probably could survive the 2 or 3 feet, you know, down through there. So I think I'm gonna be okay. So I'm gonna climb up here this far and I'm gonna take a look. Ooh, lots of leaves. See, that's another thing. I wouldn't wanna get here then come out here to hunt without coming in here and dump all the leaves down. I'm not gonna dump them right now because my wife is running the camera and she's not gonna like all that in her face. But I'm looking at the ratchet straps. They're all still really tight. They're locked into place. And so I'm taking a good look at all the nuts and the bolts. And so you get the point, right? So I'm not gonna dump these leaves down on Yolanda. So I'm gonna come back down. I'll come back in here and do that. But that's what we're looking for. We're looking for anything that we might need to replace. And I may bring another strap. Those were brand new straps that I put up there. They're locked in, still good. This one was a used strap because it's down here on the bottom, but I'm gonna bring back another strap and replace this one. And then I'll come back when we're not filming and clean all that up. And so it's completely ready before I climb up here. I know it's safe, it's ready to use. I'm gonna look for my shooting lanes, make sure they're open. There's no limbs that has grown out through the summer. And then I'm gonna be completely ready, you know, 2 weeks, good 2 weeks before I start to climb up here and start bow hunting. And then right after that, muzzle loading and rifle. So I've got a lot of other stands to check out, so I better get to it. Looks like the sun's gonna be going down here pretty soon. So more work to do, but exciting because deer season is here. So here I go. Well, we've checked out all of our stands and blinds. You know, looking from a distance isn't good enough. We need to examine them more closely. And you know, throughout the New Testament, we see this very thing taking place. Many people wanted to know, just who is this man? Who is Jesus of Nazareth? Hey, remember the story of Zacchaeus, the wee little man? He heard Jesus was coming to his town, but because he was just a little guy, he couldn't see him. You know what he did? So he climbed up in a sycamore tree. Remember the song? To try to get a better look at Jesus. But Jesus saw him and called out to him, declaring he was going to his house to dine with him. Jesus was inviting Zacchaeus to a closer walk with him. And Jesus invites us to do that same very thing just by looking at the Bible. You know, you might say you know this or that to be true about it, but have you examined it closely? Jesus invites you to walk closely with Him, and it begins in His holy word. By studying the Bible, spending time in prayer, and learning to listen to His voice, we can know that what we have in Christ is safe, secure, and can withstand the elements. You know, do you have that security in Christ? If you don't, let's take care of that today. Stop what you're doing and just cry out to God. Confess your sins to Him. Ask for His forgiveness and surrender your life to Him. He is the only one that can save you. I pray that you'll do that today. You know, if you want to learn more about what it means to walk with Christ each day, check out more videos like these at lifeword.org or follow us on social media like Facebook and Instagram. It's a good thing I've got everything checked out. I am ready for deer season. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time, hopefully out here hunting deer in the great outdoors.